again, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live at MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming wherever you want us. Jace, Alex, and Holly on this Friday, April 26, 2024. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to play Name That TV Tune, then the Dirt Alerts, and then weekly trivia face-off powered by Trivia Mafia. Holly, who are our guests and what is the topic?
Ooh, well, our guests this morning, your opponents, Jason and Alexis, are Jillian, the owner of a bar of their own, Minneapolis's very own establishment that only plays female sports.
Woohoo!
And we have Jake Thompson. Not only is he a social media manager for Queerty. Also Alexis's brother, no big deal.
My baby brother's here.
That is coming up. And don't forget, go to Trivia Mafia's social media to find an event near you, and that event just might include Holly. So
yeah,
I'll be in the corner.
Sipping your refreshing soft drink.
That's right.
And talking to the pool tab machine. That's right. What's his name? What's the pool tab?
Gambler, the pool tab machine.
Gambler. I love it. I'll hopefully be playing Gambler a little bit later today.
Woohoo!
Hot.
But right now, let's begin the 8 a.m. hour with a little game.
It's time to name that TV tune.
That's right. We don't mess around on Fridays. We try to make everything very self-explanatory. We're going to play a game. We're going to call it Name That TV Tune, where you will, yes, name that TV tune.
Oh, yeah.
We don't try to trick you on these. Please play at home with your friends and family. Just like weekly trivia face-off, these will get harder as we progress in the game. So we'll try to start off with what I think is a fairly easy one. This is an instrumental. That is the category. I'm also going to give categories today.
Ooh.
So this is instrumental.
All
so
right.
Please name that TV tune.
Hi!
Holly?
Jason, that would be Matlock.
You would be
yes!
right.
Listen to the bass there.
Yeah, you feel that in your groin, don't you? It's like, ooh. Yeah. All those crying.
The one and only Andy Griffith, soon to be remade on CBS with, what's her name?
Kathy Bates,
that's right.
Actually, yes. It looks legitimately good.
It does. It does. Okay, we're going to stick with instrumental. That is the category for the next one. See if you can name this TV tune.
Oh, Alexis, Desperate Housewives.
It is Desperate Housewives. An extra 100 points if you can tell me the composer.
Didi Alfa.
Oh.
Holly.
Wow. That's right. Danny Elfman.
Yes, Danny. Very nice.
There we go. Okay, one more instrumental and then we will get harder. Please name this tune.
Holly.
The Andy Griffith Show.
That's right.
Yep.
There we go.
Was that you, Chase?
It was me. A little bit. Oh. A little bit. I know I couldn't as a kid. As I get older, I actually can.
Oh.
Okay, I lied. Fact. We're going to do one more instrumental, but this is going to get harder. So here we go. This is the last instrumental. A little harder. Take a listen.
Oh! Ah! Mm. Ah! What is it, Holly? I definitely watch this show. What is it?
It's a talk show.
Jenny Jones?
Ooh, good guess. Go with it.
Alexis, okay. Ricky Lake?
Ricky Lake, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, man, who's left?
It is the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oh, it is. Oh,
okay.
Done by Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones. There we go. Okay, we are now going to move into the 80s. That is the category for the next round, the 80s. Please name this TV tune.
Holly!
Jeez!
That was a joke. That was a joke. Holly, yeah.
Muppet
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
We're making our dreams
come
true.
Oh, I loved this show.
Making our dreams come true. Muppet Babies, same for you.
Yeah, Muppet Babies. That's right.
Okay. They never showed the adults just waist down.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's so sad because Muppet Baby reruns, man, they are caught in licensing purgatory.
You'll probably never see them.
Is that what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, there's just too much in the Muppet Baby shows that, you know, it's too hard to license out.
Yeah, which is a shame because we're probably never going to see it. So, okay, now this is very late 80s. I'm almost cheating here. I might actually be cheating, but I don't think I am. I think it started right at the cusp. Okay. Name this TV tune.
What would you Holly, oh, it's Wonder Years.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. And I'll try not to sing out of key. My friends.
So good.
That joke. Oh, remember when he kissed Winnie on her eyeball on the school bus?
Yes, I
love that episode.
Uh-huh. It's always great to be kissed on the eyeball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love retinal makeout.
Mm-hmm.
It's juicy. It's salty.
Just a couple more 80s. Here is a classic. Name that TV tune.
Now the world
Yeah.
Different strokes?
You are right. Ooh. Different strokes.
Yes.
I'm nervous there.
Different strokes.
Another 100 points if you can tell me the famous person that wrote that. That later became a sitcom star himself.
Ooh.
Alan Thicke for 500, Jason.
You are right.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Thicke.
Good job, Holly.
Alan Thicke. And that brings me to this one, our final one from the 80s. Name this TV tune.
Show me that smile.
Oh, Alexis.
Yes.
Family Ties.
No.
What the heck?
Holly, Growing Pains.
Yes.
It's Growing Pains.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
There
that's
we go.
Right.
That's right. Okay, we're going to move into the 90s.
Speaking of Alan Thicke.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to move into the 90s, and this might go quick. So here we go. Name this TV tune.
Alexis!
That's Holly a little
bit. Yeah, you did.
Holly?
Beverly Hills 90210.
Yep. Were you Dylan or Brandon? Who'd you love?
Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So suave.
That
car. The independence that he had.
Yeah.
The hair. But Brandon was from Minnesota.
He was.
Sweet, you know, hockey player guy.
Yep.
Why was it David?
Oh, and then there was David.
David got hot.
Yes, he did. And he was so respectful of Donna, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
David got hot later. Like, David was so young at the beginning, it was kind of creepy to like him.
Right.
But then Brian Austin Green, well, he was actually my age. So, but yeah, then he got hot. So, okay, in the 90s, name this TV tune.
Holly.
Yeah.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
That's right.
Oh, God, I want to be on this show so bad. Oh,
Well, she sneaks around the world from Kia to Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow-motion China. Tell me, where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Steal this.
That's right. There we are. Carmen Sandiego. Okay, this one's instrumental. The 90s are one of our last ones. Name this TV tune.
Oh, Alexis.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Tom loved it. Oh, God. Peaks. Peaks.
What kind of peaks? What
Twin
kind
Peaks,
of
twins, there's twins.
Twin Peaks. That's right, Lex.
Oh, man, taking a long road.
It's all right. You got there eventually. Oh. Yeah. Twin Peaks is this one. Instrumental. Pour one out for Don McLean on
yes.
this one. That's right. Okay, one more 90s, and then we're going to wrap this up. Please name this TV. Where is it? There's one in particular I'm looking for, and oh, here it is. This is going to go very, very fast.
Howie, Alexis.
Howie.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh,
now this is a story all about how my life got twisted upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there and let it tell you that I'm the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, that is. There we go.
Loved. God, I had such a crush on Will Smith.
Yeah, so did I.
He had it going on. Mm-hmm. Still does.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Name that TV tune. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to name that story, kind of. It's Zerl alert.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
We are going to get you updated. We are going to get you informed on the big stories in pop culture in the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello, Jason. We're going to give a little more context to a story that we talked about yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, where Kim Zolciak's daughter, Ariana Bierman, was slamming her mom for posting some clickbait implying that Croy Bierman, Kim's estranged husband, had died. Well, now Kim is setting the record straight, and she said that she did not claim or allude that Croy Bierman had died by posting a black and white photo of them captioned RIP. She's like, that's not the case.
Well, what the hell did she mean by RIP with a picture of her ex-husband?
Well, she said, I'm tired of all the lies and accusations, she said. Every day it's always something new, and I'm tired of so much BS being thrown my way. She said, so you want to know what died? Here's the truth. And oh my gosh, a lot of words. But ultimately, she said, I used a picture of both of us and said hashtag RIP. And frankly, the end of my relationship was like a death of sorts. So hashtag RIP to that.
Oh, okay. Well, just to be fair, were all of the pictures of Croy, were they all up with her?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a horse of a different color then. Then I can see where she was coming from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
a little bit.
So you're giving Kim Zolciak just a smidge of grace here.
A smidge of grace. I didn't know that. I thought they were just single photos. But if she was mourning the loss of her relationship, like, oh, us as a couple, RIP. She's sassy. I can see her doing that. Okay, that's different.
Yeah, you know what? Social media does not lend itself to...
nuance?
Nuance?
Yeah.
To say the least, you gotta be careful about what you say. So there's Kim setting the record straight. Somebody else talking today includes Annie Potts, co-star of the show Young Sheldon. And she said that the cast was completely ambushed by CBS announcing that Young Sheldon would be ending on May 16th. She said, I still don't understand why they canceled it. It seemed like such a stupid business move.
Now, Annie Potts, lots of years in between to make up or explain, right?
Now, Annie Potts, she plays Mima on Young Sheldon, and she is still puzzled by the network's decision to end the series, even though it's still a strong ratings performer for the network. I mean, the show has been on, geez, I want to say almost 8 seasons at this point. It is very popular on streaming services. I think you can watch it on Netflix right now. But she's just like, yeah, I'm really shocked by this, and I'm emotional about it.
Hmm. Oh, I guess I was under the assumption that the creators wanted to end it, because Sheldon's like, what now, 50? You know, Young Sheldon, it's not Young Sheldon anymore.
The 7th season will be its last.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, to your point, Jason, I mean, how many more Young Sheldon stories can we tell until Young Sheldon starts to be, you know, the Sheldon that Jim Parsons played on The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also maybe, I'm not going to try to figure out, but maybe they're looking at financials. A longer a show goes on, the more you have to pay the entire cast. And if the ROI, if the return on investment isn't, if the numbers aren't there, girl, if the numbers aren't there, the numbers aren't there. CBS would not kill the golden goose if the goose still made sense.
Right.
I kind of follow that analogy the whole way through.
But, yeah, you did good.
Nailed it. You know, but Annie Potts being like, I'm shocked. It's the number one show on network TV. Well, that's not the case. I mean, look at your NCIS cohorts over there on the iNetwork. Yeah. But it does pull ratings on Netflix. And I'm sure, you know, CBS probably doing the math where it's like, well, gee, we can just make as much money licensing this show.
Yep.
To streamers and to other folks as we can producing this show. So, well, you know, the series finale is going to be happening on May 16th, so you'll be able to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the entire cast should be just fine. Yeah. It's in syndication. It's one of the few shows now going into the syndication pipe. So I'm sure they all of those people have pretty good deals, I would believe, for syndication. So.
Exactly. You guys, Taylor Swift is finally ready to move on from her nearly decade-long feud with Kim Kardashian. Sources are telling Us Weekly that song Thank You, Amy on her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has served as closure. Taylor has moved on and is not looking back.
Ollie, can we get that in writing?
I believe that.
The song is her final word.
Yeah.
Okay. I still would like some documentation.
You need some a public notary to come over.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I need Bethany Frankel's ex-mother-in-law to go notarize that. Yeah.
So this is the
mine's expired too. I can do it.
Yeah.
Now this source also tells Us Weekly
my notary.
Taylor Swift hasn't heard from Kim Kardashian since the release of that song on April 19th.
Well, good. I'm glad they've all moved on, because I think society moved on about 6 years ago, too. Yeah,
exactly. So don't worry about those two. They're going to be just fine.
Just fine.
They're going to be just fine. But why, you know, not that Kim Kardashian would be the kind of person who would be like, yeah, I'm going to really reach out to Taylor Swift and I'm going to extend this olive branch.
Yeah.
No! She's busy. She's in Washington, D.C., Kim Kardashian, talking about criminal justice reform with the vice president.
Yeah.
That's what she's up to.
Yeah. And good for her. I'm not going to hate her on her for that.
Four kids.
I watched a little bit of that. Say what you will. You can laugh at her in different endeavors. That, she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
She's a good advocate. Whatever can bring attention to that. I don't care who does it.
Yeah. Exactly. Kelly Osbourne and Jack Osbourne, brother and sister. Apparently, Kelly Osbourne almost died when they were younger, when Jack Osbourne shot her in the leg.
What?
They're revealing this on the Osbournes podcast.
With a BB gun? What are we talking about?
Yeah, with a pellet gun.
Ooh.
Shot her straight through the leg. Said it felt like a hot poker.
Ugh.
Oh. Well, that's what siblings do, I guess. I don't know. I've never had them, but you know.
You shoot each other with pellet guns? I recommend it. She had to go to the hospital.
Stuff happens.
Accidents happen.
That's the oldest of four.
Yeah. Pellet gun. Hit him in the head with a marble.
Oopsies. Yeah. Bungee cord. Oops.
Hey, speaking of that, coming up next, Alexis's brother Jake is one of our two special guests. WTF Weekly Trivia Face-Off, powered by Trivia Mafia. The category, lesbians. The players. Well, you'll see when we come back.
Hey, it's Holly. For your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. You're smart. I know you're smart. I want to tell you about something that is very smart that you could do right now, and that's open a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. It's so easy. You can go to rcu.org and open your account online. Or if you like meeting people in person, make an appointment to open your account in person at one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations, and they are all across the metro. You just go in and then you start managing your money the smart way with Royal Smart Checking. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings are insured by NCUA at Royal Credit Union. Plus, now I got access to my money at a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. If you're ready to manage your money the smart way, go to rcu.org or go to mytalk1071.com, keyword royal, for more information.
Let the battle begin. Time now for the weekly trivia. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
Now make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face off.
Ooh, it is 8:30. It is Friday. It is Jason and Alexis in the morning. That means it's time for weekly trivia face-off. That's where Jason and Alexis go head-to-head against special celebrity guests in a lot of different knowledge about a lot of different things. And this morning, we are celebrating Lesbian Visibility Day with some lesbian trivia. And joining us this morning in that versus Jason and Alexis, we've got Jake Thompson, social media producer of Queer Tea, your gay agenda for LGBTQ news, and Jillian Hiscock, the owner of a bar of their own. Hello, everybody.
Hey, hey. Hello. Hey, guys.
Oh, my goodness. So, Jason and Alexis did really well this morning in our trivia, in our warm-up for lesbian trivia. Are you still feeling confident, Jason and Alexis?
I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feeling good, Jason?
Pretty good. I think we were pretty easy questions, so we'll see how this goes.
These two are talking a lot of smack over here, so...
All right, Jillian, Jake...
Here's the deal. Let's just get better. Let's be better than we were last week when we had -1.
So, yes.
So, Jillian and Jake, how are you feeling this morning? This is your first time playing Weekly Trivia Face-Off.
I mean, I think we're feeling good.
Yeah, we talked some good strategy in the hallway, so...
All right. Well, here are the rules of the game to get you guys ready to go. There are 10 questions in this game. Each team will play 3 questions in the first segment, then 2 in the second. We'll be alternating questions between teams. So I'm going to ask Jason and Alexis their question, and then I will ask Jake and Jillian. You have 20 seconds to submit your answer. Your 20 seconds begins after I've asked the question in full. Now, Jake, Jillian, you have to say final answer to submit your answer. It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Now, if you don't submit your answer before the 20 seconds is up or you're wrong, the opposing team can steal the question. They've got 10 seconds to do that. And if they get it right, they steal the point.
Love it.
All right. Jason and Alexis.
Okay.
Are you ready for your first lesbian trivia question?
Yes.
Yes.
Here it is. Bobby Riggs got destroyed in the Battle of the Sexes in 1973. Who beat him?
Oh no, jeez.
A tennis player, right?
Billie
Jean King.
Oh, Final answer!
Final answer!
Oh yeah! My gosh.
Get into the drawer.
Sorry.
Wow. You guys got
you
lucky.
You almost lost your like human card.
It's tennis. It's tennis.
I could picture her. I just couldn't.
Oh, man. Good job, Jace. You saved us there.
I tried. Ooh. Well, let me tell you.
Hey, you tried, Jason, and you succeeded on
the board.
I went
through the card catalog. I went through the card catalog of the mind.
Yeah. Well, good job. Jason and Alexis on the board. Jake and Jillian, are you ready for your first lesbian trivia question?
For sure.
I've never been more ready.
Here you go. The first American woman to go to space came out as a lesbian in her 2012 obituary, naming her partner of 27 years, Tam O'Shaughnessy. Who was she?
I think it was. Was it Sally Ride?
Yes.
I'm almost confident it's Sally Ride.
That sounds like a name that would be in space.
I mean, for sure, an astronaut. I'm almost confident.
I feel 100% confident.
All right, let's do a final answer.
Final answer.
Sally Ride, final answer.
Oh! Sally Ride!
Woo! Was very nice. That astronaut tying up the game?
All right.
Hell yeah.
One to one in our weekly trivia face-off. Jason and Alexis?
Yes.
Here is your next lesbian trivia question. The L word was a breakthrough for lesbian representation when it aired in the mid-2000s. The sequel series, The L Word Generation Blank, continues the story of many original characters while adding in teens. What letter... fills in that blank.
Is it X?
L. I would say...
Generation L? No.
No. I think it would either be X or Q.
Q. Generation Q.
Because
you know what? I think Q's right, Jace.
Okay.
The L word, Generation Q. That sounds right.
I guess.
Final answer?
Final answer!
Yes!
Jason!
It is the L word, Generation Q.
Lucky.
Nailed it.
Jillian, luck is really on your side.
All right. So Jason and Alexis have 2 points on the board. Let's go to Jake and Jillian. Are you ready for your second lesbian trivia question?
Yes.
Can't wait.
What singer's 1956 autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues, was later adapted into a movie starring Diana Ross?
Oh. I'm pulling a Jason. I can see your face.
Oh, is it Mahogany?
No, I don't think that's right. Billie Holiday? No. Yeah. Shoot.
Ooh. Billie Holiday.
Yeah, I like
final
yours.
Answer.
I like yours.
I don't think that's right.
You're right.
Follow your instinct.
First instincts work. You're right.
Started sweating.
Yeah, that is Billie Holiday.
Follow the lesbian instincts.
Follow those lesbian instincts, okay?
They've never let us astray.
Well, Jason and Alexis, you've got 2 points. Jake and Jillian also have 2 points. We've got one more question for each team before we go to break.
Okay.
Jason and Alexis, here is your third lesbian trivia question. Queen Latifah got her start as a rapper, but she's also a great singer, as evidenced by her work in 2 film adaptations of Broadway musicals. Name either of those movies.
Just wow.
Chicago.
Yeah. What was the other one?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. We just have to name one, right?
Lesbian.
Yeah. Hello, lesbian. Chicago.
It's Chicago. Final answer.
Oh. Yes, it's Chicago. And the other one is Hairspray.
Oh. Hairspray.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I like that. Mama Morton.
Mm. Yes. All right. Jason and Alexis have 3 points. Jake and Jillian, here is your last lesbian trivia question before we go to break. Here we go. Tammy Baldwin became the first openly LGBTQ person to be elected to the U.S. Senate in 2012. What state does she represent?
Oh, gosh. This is like almost, too easy in some ways, Minnesota trivia. Wisconsin, I believe, is the correct answer.
I was going to say.
Yeah, our neighbors. Yes. We're going to go ahead and lock that one in with a final answer.
We'll give you guys back 15 seconds.
Yeah. We'll just, that's, yeah.
Yes! is Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin.
Very nice, you two.
Gotcha. Very nice.
Thank you.
Guess what that means? The game is tied 3-3.
All right.
At the halfway point in our Lesbian Visibility Day weekly trivia face-off. It is literally anybody's game at this point. Jason and Alexis 3, Jake and Jillian 3. Who is going to win our sapphic trivia this Friday? Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with the thrilling conclusion of this week's weekly trivia face-off.
For David and the team at First Equity, they can do it all. Wow, they're just wonderful. It's an independent mortgage broker with unmatched personalized assistance that you need and deserve when you are making such an important financial decision. And of course, they can handle any type of loan, conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer, and they want to help you. Whether it's your first time or it's your 50th loan, they'll meet you where you are. Especially for you first home buyers or thinking about it, now's a great time to get your financial ducks in a row. You know what's going to happen when and why. So at the end of the process, you're signing that huge ream of paper. You're not feeling like, ooh, I mean, you're going to have a little bit of that. But like, you're going to be in the know of why and how and that you have worked with an amazing team. So before you shop for a home, shop for a mortgage with First Equity. Very easy to get a hold of them. Just call 763-251-8000 or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword, say it with me, David.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Oh, thank you so much, pre-recorded Rocco. It's time to get back to our weekly trivia face-off, powered by Trivia Mafia. And if you love trivia as much as we do, we guarantee you'll love playing Trivia Mafia. They run the best darn trivia nights anywhere, and they're based right here in the Twin Cities. Find out for yourself. Go to TriviaMafia.com. Thank you, Trivia Mafia, mwah, 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 for providing these questions for Lesbian Visibility Day. We have lesbian trivia, and when we went to break, the game is tied. Jason and Alexis have 3 points.
Woo.
Our guest competitors, Jake Thompson and Jillian Hickok, also have 3 points.
Pew, pew, pew. The race is on. Pew.
The race is on. Now, each team has 2 trivia questions left. Now, keep in mind, if you don't answer correctly or you don't answer in time, the opposing team can steal the point, and that might mean whether or not you win or lose tonight's game.
Yes. Woo!
All right, Jason and Alexis, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Would help if I turn my mic on. Yes.
Yeah. I was like, are you ready over there?
Yeah. All right, here, Jason and Alexis, is your 4th lesbian trivia question. Love Lies Bleeding, Happiest Season, and The Clouds of Sils Maria are some of the sapphic entries into what former teen star's filmography?
Oh my gosh.
No pressure.
Love Lies... Kristen Stewart. I think it's Kristen Stewart. She's in it, and there's a lot of lesbian love and muscles.
Oh, okay.
Kristen Stewart.
With your instinct.
Final
Go
answer.
Your instinct.
Oh gosh, please be right.
Kristen Stewart, yes.
I was hoping there would be a Kristen Stewart question. And
Jake was prepping. Lex. Good job, ours. Lex.
Yeah. Yes,
Jake was prepping.
A lot of lesbian love.
Have you guys seen that movie?
Is it good?
I've seen it twice. I'm obsessed.
And can you confirm, Jake, if there are indeed lots of lesbian muscles in that movie?
Oh, yeah. It's a hot film. Even me, I was like, you know what?
I love it.
It's like Kristen Stewart's hot. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
All right, Jason and Alexis, take the lead with answering that question correctly. We move on to Jake and Jillian.
Not for long.
Yeah.
Your 4th lesbian trivia question is the following. In 1969, 1 year after Stonewall, bisexual activist Brenda Howard planned the Christopher Street Liberation Day Parade. That's why she's known as the mother of what event?
Okay, they get Kristen Stewart and we get like a question.
I was just
going to
say 1960s lesbian trivia. Okay. I mean, like, Pride Parade, or I mean, I don't know.
She's the queen
Stonewall,
of what? What was it? The title of
the
her?
The queen of what?
Of the gays.
Of the event. Of the gays.
5 seconds.
I like what you said, Pride.
Stonewall Uprising, Pride Parade.
Sorry, we got to move on for the steal.
Is it Stonewall?
I think they were on the right track. I think. Pride Parade, final answer.
I will accept Pride. Final answer. Oh. Yes. The mother of Pride, Jason Alexis.
Come on.
That was homophobic.
Coming through with the steal. Told you guys had to say final answer.
We better get a Kristen Stewart final question.
It's like, why are we like the historians over here?
They're like, the gays are going to get questions
you get
about
Chicago
their actual people and the community.
Well, here's the deal.
Billie Jean King.
We get space questions.
You sure do. That's right. Jazz questions.
Billie Holiday, yeah.
Political questions.
You guys get Queen Latifah and, you know, Hairspray.
Well, Jason and Alexis, you have taken the lead now. 5-3. Ooh. Here's the deal. You can get this right and ascend, you know, kind of lock things in. Otherwise, Jake and Jillian can also, maybe if you don't get this in time, they can steal the point.
Yeah, we're gonna come back strong. Don't worry.
Jason and Alexis, here is your last lesbian trivia question. What author and poet explained in Zani, A New Spelling of My Name, that she dropped the Y from the end of her first name? So both her names were 5 letters and ended in E.
Say what? Zani. Name, 5 letters.
I don't even know what.
Janie.
Are you going through every name that ends with a Y?
Well, with 5 letters.
Oh. I don't even know what Holly said.
Ruthie.
Ruthie? What name famous lesbians?
Okay.
I don't know.
Ellen!
Five. We're just moving on for the steal.
Ellen is not. Oh, yeah.
Know this one?
Oh, wait, our time's up?
Yeah. Oh,
everybody's time's up.
I thought we were waiting
for the clock to start.
No.
Any clue, though?
Any clue, Jake and Jillian?
No,
do you have any idea?
Not the Y.
Tony?
I think that's before. Was
it Paula Abdul?
Yeah.
Katie Lang.
It would be author and poet Audre Lorde.
Oh,
wow.
I know her.
We should all be disappointed in ourselves for that. That was pretty.
Nobody knows the lesbian poet. Audre Lorde.
Now you guys know how we feel. Yeah.
1960s lesbian trivia.
Wait, but take the Y off the first name?
Audrey. Yes.
Oh, I see now.
Yeah.
Solving for X.
I didn't know that was.
I know, me either.
Oh. It's poetry.
I'm sorry to our community.
Oh my goodness. So look out for Jake's apology Substack coming soon. Here's your last question, Jake and Jillian, in our lesbian trivia weekly trivia face off. Now here's the deal. You're not going to win, but maybe you might make it closer with your last question. Here we go. In 2017, Monroe Bergdorf became the first trans model for the world's largest cosmetic company as part of their True Match campaign. Name that company, which owns, among other brands, Kiehl's and Lancome.
Okay, Jake, you're far more beautiful than I am.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet of you to say. you are too. Is it Color Match? I feel like that's either Maybelline or True Match.
Oh, it's got to be
Revlon.
I think
Revlon or Maybelline. Which one's more progressive?
Maybelline.
Final answer.
I like that.
For the steal,
it's Estee Lauder.
Final answer.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god.
Is it CoverGirl?
The correct answer is L'Oreal.
L'Oreal.
Oh, wow, we're all wrong.
They're all off.
Wait, did
I don't wear
Lauder
makeup.
Oh.
I think Estee Lauder is part of a larger, I think.
Oh, that's,
I don't
one
know
of the umbrella
you heard Lancome,
drops.
And so you were like,
I heard Lancome and yeah.
Here we go though, but congratulations, Team Jason and Alexis winning.
Hey.
lesbian trivia on Lesbian Visibility Day, 5-3. Congratulations. But you know what, Jake and Jillian, you did a fabulous job.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. Jillian, where can people find your bar before we go? Because we're up against the clock here.
Yeah, we're in the Seward neighborhood of Minneapolis, 2207 East Franklin, right across from Pizza Luce.
Covered everywhere. New York Times, Washington Post. Congratulations, Jillian. That's so good. So
thank
great.
You. So proud of you. A bar of their own.
That's going to do it for us. If you are listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. I learned that really from my brother, Jake.
Yay.
Love you guys. Have a great day. Great weekend. And Don and Steve up next. Bye for now.